You're listening to From the Pulpit by Sahlein. If you enjoy this podcast, please consider becoming our patron by donating at sahlein.org/support.
There was a man called Al-Uryan ibn al-Haytham. Al-Uryan is quoted in a book called Tabaqat ibn Sa'd. It's a book about the companions of the Prophet and their companions. It classifies the companions and verifies their reliability. It mentions this story in Tabaqat ibn Sa'd. Al-Uryan says that my father and I, kunna natasahhar, we would go out into the desert, we would hunt, we would camp, we would do these sorts of things that a father and son might do. He says, every once in a while we'd cross this land called Karbala, and we'd see there was an elderly man who had camped out there. And because we saw him multiple times over a lengthy period, we realized that this person lives there all by himself. So one day my father said to him, he said, what are you doing here? Why are you in this barren desert? Why don't you go to a bigger city? Why don't you go to Kufa? Why don't you go? He said, that man told my father that I heard a hadith from the Holy Messenger of God who said, Ala innabni hadha, pointing to Imam al-Hussein, my son, yuqtalu bi-ardin yuqalu laha Karbala, faman shahida al-mawqifa falyansurhu. The Prophet said, my son Hussein will be killed in a land called Karbala. Whoever witnesses that event, please support him. Karbala hadn't happened yet. This man, whose name was, remember this name, Anas ibn al-Kahil al-Asadi, or ibn al-Harith al-Asadi. This Anas was a companion of Rasulullah. When he heard this hadith, which by the way is reported on his authority in Bukhari. So this hadith is authentic according to the other school as well. When he heard this hadith from Rasulullah, he picked up his mission, no questions asked. He knew what he had to do. That is one boat you don't want to miss. That is one ark you want to make sure you board. So he relocated to the middle of the desert. How many years did he spend there? I don't know. But he stayed there and stayed there. Al-Uryan ibn al-Haytham says, one day we received news, أَنَّ الْحُسَيْنَ قَدْ قُتِلْ, Hussein had been killed. Where? They said, in Karbala. My father said, let's go. So we went to the site of the massacre of Karbala. We saw these bodies littering the ground on the sands. My father said, let's go look. We went around and round and round. Eventually, we found this Asadi, meaning Anas ibn al-Harith, who was among the martyrs. You see what happens? When you are in anticipation, when you truly wait and do what you're supposed to do, when you devote everything you have for this cause, you won't miss the boat. You'll make it. You'll make it. You know, there's a difference between what they call active duty troops, people who are out there on the battlefield fighting. And then you have what they call reservists. Who are the reservists? These are either former or present soldiers, troops. They've been trained. But the difference is that they get to engage in other occupations. They get to do other things. They can work outside. They don't live on the military camps. They don't go to the battlefront. They do what they do normally, but they are constantly on call. They're always waiting. When the phone call comes, when the announcement comes, they know exactly what they're supposed to do. And every year, they train. Every year, they sharpen the saw. And they're constantly in a state of anticipation in case the call is made. Imam al-Sadiq says in one hadith, Ala wa inna lana dawlatun yaji'u Allahu ta'ala biha idha sha'. We have a government, and that government will come whenever God wills for it to come. Then the Imam says, whoever wants to join us, Whoever wants to support us, فَلْيَنْتَظَرْ. Number one, be on call. Be that reservist. And I'll explain a little bit about that. Then the Imam says, وَلْيَعْمَلْ بِالْوَرَعِ وَالْإِجْتِهَادِ. Also, be pious. Avoid sins. Every sin we commit, we're taking a step away from Abu Abdullah. فَلْيَعْمَلْ بِالْوَرَعِ وَالْإِجْتِهَادِ وَهُوَ مُنْتَظَرْ. Work hard and continue to wait and anticipate. Then the Imam says, may Allah bestow His mercy upon you. أَيَّتُهَا الْعِصَابَةُ الْمَرْحُومَةُ. And if you happen to be on call, if you're a reservist, if you're in anticipation, but you die, as many people have, but if that is the case, then it is as though you were with him when he came. In fact, it's as though you were inside the tent of the Imam, the Savior, when he returns. In other words, it doesn't matter whether the Imam actually comes in my lifetime or not. What matters is that I'm on call.